Unit 9, Business Tour. Conversation 1. What's your impression of our city, Tom?
Oh, it's a lovely city, of course. I can see a lot of changes have taken place since I was here last time.
We've put up many new buildings recently.
Yes, a lot of construction is going on.
What do you think of it, Tom?
Surely, it's a good thing, but there's one thing that bothers me.
Oh? What's that?
Honestly speaking, the high-rises here are beginning to look like any other city in the world. Don't you think you're tearing down too much ancient Chinese architecture with historical value?
Yes, I quite agree with you. But we had to have wider streets and tall buildings because of large populations.
I understand, but I don't understand the point in you having to tear down old temples and pavilions. Isn't it a great loss?
You're right. That's why our government has been making great efforts to protect architecture of great historical value recently. Conversation 2. Mr. Green, I'm calling to tell you that your trip to Beijing is all prepared.
Great. Please go ahead.
I've sent a fax to Beijing telling them you will arrive at 10 a.m. the day after tomorrow.
Good. Have you booked the flight to Beijing?
Yes, and I've got your plane ticket.
Thank you. How about the hotel?
I've reserved a single room in the Beijing hotel there. It's said to be the best.
Fine. And what about the car reservation?
The hotel has reserved it for you.
Oh, have you reserved a banquet hall there?
Not yet. I'm still looking for an ideal place.
Have you found all the necessary documents?
Yes, I've got them all prepared.
Excellent. But have you canceled the meeting with Mr. White?
I've left a message with his secretary. Conversation 3.
The boss should be extremely satisfied with us this time. We're so successful.
Yes, I think so. But it was very difficult for us. I'm not sure whether he'll understand that.
We've got them to buy so many products from us at such a price. Our boss has made a big profit.
That's true. The boss should give us an extra bonus.
We deserve that, I think. But you don't know our boss is a penny pincher. The more money you make for him, the happier he is. But don't hope to get any from him.
I didn't know he was that kind of boss.
Last time I went on a business trip with him, I could hardly have enough to eat, let alone drink. He always says this was too expensive and was too highly priced.
That's not surprising. There are many bosses like him.
When we are back in the company, I'll tell the boss what difficulty we had in negotiating with the pack company.
Frankly speaking, that Mr. White was very difficult to deal with. He's very shrewd.
Yeah, he knew everything, and no one could take advantage of him.
But finally he had to agree to sign the contract. Conversation 4.
I can pick you up at the airport a little later than your plane arrives.
It sounds good. I will wait by the baggage claim area.
Well, I don't know if that is such a good idea. It's pretty crowded.
Okay, I will wait by the gate.
I will just call to get the gate information before I come. That should work.
One last thing. How are we going to recognize each other?
Good point. I will hold a sign that says your name.
Unit 10. Enlarge a broad business. Conversation 1.
Hi, this is Jack. Do you remember me?
Yes. How are you, Jack?
Fine, except that I can't find any of my contacts overseas.
You mean our old friends from school? Why? Are you going to be traveling?
Yes. I will be spending the summer in Britain testing the market.
Well, I know a few people in England that could help you out.
I knew you would know where these people are. You are so good at keeping in touch.
Here are their names and addresses. Conversation 2.
Hello, this is Mr. Wang calling from Beijing. Could you give me the international division?
Hold on a minute, please. I'll put you through to Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith is out of the office.
It is urgent. It is about our business. Is there any way to get in touch with him?
Please call his mobile phone.
But I don't know the number for his mobile phone.
The number for his mobile phone is 01-2345-6789.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Conversation 3. Mr. Black, the market is being saturated. I'm wondering why not develop a foreign market?
I have been thinking about this problem for a long time, and I have sent market researchers to Asia. But so far, they haven't sent back any news.
I'm sorry, Mr. Black. I have to bother you for a few minutes. I just received a fax from our market researchers.
Oh, let me see. Oh, great. They said the situation there is very good and our products must be very popular. Miss White, please notify the sales department that we'll have a meeting this afternoon.
Okay.
There's more, Miss White. I have to delay the contact with Mr. Wu from Hong Kong, and I would like Mr. Wang to come. And let's take a look at the Asian map.
Okay.